In a town outside of St. Louis, police are telling landlords to evict tenants who call for help during an overdose. Illinois Newsroom's Mary Hansen explains why.
What we found in the drawer.
Louis Simpson cleans up one of his apartments in Granite City.
They're empty vials. Usually you get oxycodone, I think, and you empty them out.
The tenants abandoned this two-bedroom rental after the police came looking for one on suspicion of shoplifting. Simpson says renting to people with addiction problems is common.
I feel for him, but I feel for me too. This is going to be about $1,000 to clean up plus lost rent.
Simpson got a letter from the Granite City Police Department a couple of years ago. It explained that police had responded to a call about an overdose at one of his apartments. Police said the man was a frequent guest there, and under a city law, Simpson had to evict the tenant. But Simpson says he was already trying to kick her out.
Yeah, that was after the eviction procedure had already started on the hotel.
He says the renters the police target are ones that don't pay rent anyway and will likely face eviction eventually. Granite City Police have sent nearly 30 similar letters to landlords throughout the city in the last 5 years. That's after they've responded to emergency calls to report overdoses. They're using a crime-free housing ordinance adopted in 2010. Tenants are required in their lease to say they won't commit any crimes, like drug possession, or violate more than 4 city ordinances, things like keeping the grass cut or littering. And Simpson says the rules sort of work.
It also reduces crime because they're not stealing things from the neighbors here. They're somewhere else stealing stuff. It moves the problem around.
The crime-free officer for Granite City declined on behalf of the police department to be interviewed for this story. The mayor did not respond to multiple requests for an interview. Sandra Park is a senior attorney with the ACLU Women's Rights Project. She's been involved in lawsuits against cities on behalf of tenants who've lost their housing because of crime-free rules.
These ordinances really chill the ability of people to seek help when they need it.
There are dozens of communities here with these rules. Park says if you tell people calling for assistance could lead to losing their housing.
You're essentially telling them to stop calling even in dire circumstances where someone may need life-saving medical help.
Joe Perry is a recovery coach in Granite City. He says he doesn't think people are avoiding calling 911 out of fear of being evicted.
The more discourage probably comes from people not wanting to call 911 because they're afraid that they're going to get in trouble too. Not so much get put out of the house, but legally by the law or something like that.
But that 2010 crime-free housing ordinance contradicts a Good Samaritan law that bans police from arresting people for drug possession when they call for help. Perry says the crime-free housing rules show a stigma around addiction.
Instead of offering treatment or somebody stepping up and saying, hey, we have these services available, instead they just put them out to the curb and they don't even care. It's the stigma that comes with it. You know, you're using drugs. We don't want you in our community.
Overdoses continue to climb in Madison County, where Granite City is. Opioid deaths hit an all-time high in 2018 of 109. Simpson, the landlord, says his son almost became one of those statistics.
My son actually died from an overdose.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
No, he's alive. But it was Narcan that saved his life.
He says his son is still in recovery today. Simpson doesn't think the crime-free rules are the most effective way to deal with overdoses and addictions. He'd like to see more treatment options. But he doesn't fault the police for enforcing the crime-free housing rule.
If the police had a better way of doing stuff, I'm sure they would. But they're struggling, the neighborhoods are struggling, and so far this is what they found to help them out.
More towns in Illinois are adopting crime-free housing, including Granite City's neighbor Alton and Rantoul in central Illinois. I'm Mary Hansen, Illinois Newsroom.